Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Welcome back to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray A. Came back with a little Temptations, My Girl. I send that out to my queen this morning, to my girl. Get well soon, my girl. I need you at home. I miss you. And I love you. I want to personally thank each and every one of you that have contacted us in regards to my situation with my family, with my wife. And I just want to thank each and every one of you so much for your prayers, thoughts, and support. It means so much to me and my family. In this segment, as I said earlier in the show, this past week I went down to Mountain View, Missouri to Anderson Services and visited with Murray Anderson and autographed a lot of the product we're going to have for the fundraiser and had an opportunity to grab a quick interview with Murray to tell you about the fundraiser. Now, this is in a shop. It's not a great recording, but it will give you the information. We're going to run down and grab Murray Anderson here in just a moment and let him tell you about this fundraiser and all the great companies in the outdoor industry. My outdoor industry family was so gracious and so nice to support us and help with this fundraiser, and I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. Also in this segment, we're going to go down and get that July fishing report with Billy Smith. We couldn't get it last week. We're going to get it this week, and after we talk to Murray Anderson, we're going to go out and grab Billy Smith. So with that, let's go down to Mountain View, Missouri, and pick up our interview with Murray Anderson.
Tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. 'Cause freedom makes so free when you breathe red and white and blue. I'm giving all of myself, 'cause that's what I do. And they call me warrior.
Hello everyone, I'm Ray I. We're down here in Mountain View, Missouri, Anderson Services. I've got my good friend Murray Anderson here, and of course he's the gunsmith. He has all types of great service here. Anything you need for a firearm, he is our go-to guy. Being a great friend, him and Tim Chesilvick and some others has put together a fundraiser for my family, for me and my wife. Many of you are familiar with what I'm dealing with my wife, and I'm going to let Mr. Murray Anderson tell you about the fundraiser and what he has going on.
It's going to be July the 27th. That's coming up in a couple of weeks for those that need to mark their calendar. Time will be from 10 o'clock a.m. till 4 o'clock p.m. We've also got a page on Facebook that is Benefit for Ray and Jan I. Go and check that out, because there's a lot of things that are actually here that I'm not going to have time to cover. On the range that day, we'll have a couple of 50 cals out for people to take some shots. For that, they get to keep the shell after they actually shoot it. So you're gonna, it's $25 for a shot, but you get pictures and you get to keep the shell. We'll also have a sniper golf match out on the range, which is shooting 22s up to 150 yards at golf balls. So that's really a lot of fun, and we can involve the kids and stuff for it, as well as CZ is putting on my range for the event. Inside, we're going to have the laser range going on upstairs, which is a training simulator, a fancy word for a real expensive video game that you're actually in and dealing with, is what I like to call that. Yeah. As well as all the items will be laid out, we'll have a silent auction and an auction itself. The most important part is I did secure food. We have food that's going to be provided here. In fact, one of our local elected officials, Daniel Franks, will be here cooking the food. And I don't know if anybody's been down this area, but he does an awesome job
with the
barbecue. So we'll have drinks, fun, food, and games and stuff. And of course, this is all to benefit Ray and Jan with all of the expenses and stuff that has gone through. And this is the only benefit I have ever done. Now, I donate to a lot of them, but this is the only one.
And you're doing a fabulous job. And I would like to say something. The outdoor industry, my family in the outdoor industry, incredible. Thank you.
Thank you for
Mossberg, Hooks Custom Call, on and on and on.
Cool.
It's just unbelievable.
Quaker Boy. Yes. We're still a lot of stuff coming in. We've got, it seems like all the time, we've got custom call makers that have sent a lot of their goods and whatnot in from all over the country. Like I said, the best place to go and see this at is going to be on the Facebook page.
So the date is when? July 27th?
July 27th.
What time do you start?
10 to 4. And if you can't be here, by all means, give us a call or contact us through Facebook. Because we do have a way of accepting payments and stuff through there.
Awesome.
And we can put you into the raffles and stuff. And we've got 5 raffles going on right now.
Oh, Drury Outdoors, Mark and Terry.
Yes.
And archery with a bow. Bow Madness, my gosh.
PSE Bow Madness bow. Now, that'll be ordered by whoever.
Right.
Once we figure out what the draw length is, and it will be signed by Mark and Terry Drury.
That's awesome.
Mossberg sent a 9.30 shotgun, and then, of course, Mossberg sent me, and I purchased the 7.62 Patrol. We've also got a Ruger Vaquero that'll be, I got to do the tickets and stuff up for it, and a Black Rain AR-15 that was donated and I'll have all that set up as far as who donated.
Two .45 caliber pistols, too.
That's the Vaquero.
That's the name of Nathan White. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Incredible. It's just it's going to be a fun day, a full day I'm just overwhelmed and my heart is full. Thank you all.
Phone number, if you need to get a hold of us, 417-934-2175. And thank you all very much. Please come down. It'll be a good, fun time. I guarantee you.
Thank you, Murray.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Murray Anderson at Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri. Okay, it's time for our July fishing report. We're going to run out and grab Wild Man Billy Willie Smith. A little bit of an intro. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Ray, and how are you this morning?
Good, brother. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hey, what's going on down there in the river? Is this heat affecting the fishing on the river in the Ozarks?
Oh, no. This time of year, the water temperatures warm up, oxygen levels start dropping a little bit in the river, particularly the smallmouth bass start moving to your faster water, and that's where the areas that you will key in and fish. Fished 4 days last week, had 2 really nice, successful days. I'd say we caught around 8 to at least 10 smallmouth that were in the 14 to 16-inch range, you know, then several other small ones. Also caught a nice mess of goggle-eye. I kept 10 of those for fish fry that we're having with family. Then there was the days of the fish that the bite was not as good, and also, other individuals was out that day. And
same thing, right? I've heard about that, Billy. That happens a lot. That's called fishing, right, buddy?
Yes, it's fishing. It's not catching. That's what it is. That's fishing, and that's the fun of it. And then, of course, it's just a blessing to be able to be out on the Kern River or Jack's Fork and experience that. Out 4 days last week on the river. I was on the river 2 days already this week. Done it a million times and still enjoy it just like it's almost my first time.
Oh, yeah. The opportunity to be with you on the river, it's a great experience. It's always fun. Well, it's good company, too. I mean, I don't mind saying that. You're good company, but the river, you know the river and you know the area. And we it's just a lot of fun. I know you're working today. You're working at a canoe rental. Why don't you tell us about that? I think you're on the Upper Current, aren't you?
Yes. I work for on a Saturday morning. I'm helping. It's a family member that has cars and Kern River Canoe Rental at Round Springs and Pultite. I help them on the morning shuttle of getting folks to the access points on the river.
Okay.
Great time. I love it. I used to do it. I grew up in the business. My folks had Wendy's Canoe Rental years ago. So I get to visit and meet people and tell them all about this, what we have. And, I get fishing reports, too, from locals, some of the other drivers, workers for that. In fact, they just told me a couple of days ago about some guys catching just a tremendous amount of trout that they caught in the area from Acres down to Pultite down to Round Springs. They were using live minnows that they had used to trap and catch on the river, and they caught in the numbers of like 40 trout, also some very large trout. They caught some 21, 27 inches. One of them weighed 11 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Just awesome, awesome. Haven't been an avid trout fisherman, but now that I'm kind of back and more on this upper current area than the lower current.
You've always been a smallmouth guy, but yeah, I'm sure you can get into those trout. There's no question about that. You're a great fisherman.
Well, yes.
I got a question for you, Billy. I'm a guy out here, let's say, that doesn't know anything about the river or fishing, and I guess my question would be on those trout. They're catching all these numbers of trout and big trout. Are those always in those waters, or a lot of those fish from the flooding situation? Because I heard there was trout got washed down into the river.
Yes, that's what I understand, that they did lose some of their trout from the hatchery. But I don't know. It's also I've seen or heard that they had somehow done a lot of recovery on that. But no, this is native trout that are in the river. Maybe those are from being released many years ago,
okay. And
they've just, you know, so it's a combination of both. So, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Give us that canoe rental information out again real quick. We might have some people to go down and look that river.
Yeah, call Cars Canoe Rental. Their number is 573-858-3240. They'll help set you up on a trip with a canoe, kayak, rafts, help transport your own kayaks or canoes. They'll do a shuttle service, talk with them, and see if they'll take care of you. It's a great area. I often float pull tight to Round Springs. It's just one of my favorite floats. You've got pull tight spring. When you come down the river, you need to stop and walk up and see the spring and see the old historic cabin that's there. It's the only one I've ever seen or heard of where people, when they built that, normally you put your siding, your logs horizontal and anything in structure. They done them vertical.
Okay.
So the logs That's in that great. Cabin are set, the walls is set in vertical. So walk up and see that. You've got a fire hydrant spring. It's just beautiful through that area.
Yeah. And now, where are they located? They're right off the highway there, north of Eminence?
Yeah, Highway 19, north of Eminence. There's the new Echo State Park, which also, while you're there, go see that. Go stay there. Sinking Creek, it's beautiful. Get down here and come and go to the river. Give me a call. Contact me. You can contact me at 573-225-3390. We'll help get you set up on a trip on the river, take you out for a boat ride, fishing trip, maybe even a day trip, just to go out and enjoy the setup on the gravel bar. We done that yesterday with
That's
some
awesome.
Friends. We just took the boat, went to the river, and just sat on the gravel bar, you know, with, of course, a canopy, because it is hot, and just visited, and kids swam, and boat riding, and it's just an enjoyable time here.
Yep. All right. Yes. If you don't mind, we'll post that phone number and your email address on our website.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right. You bet, man.
Great report,
well,
as usual.
Yes. And get down this way, folks. Enjoy this river.
I'm going to come and see you. I'm going to come and see you on that porch over at the house.
Oh, man, we wanted to have you there. That's where I've been every morning. Start the day out. If I'm not in a rush to get somewhere, I start out on the porch drinking
porch.
Coffee. Then I start my day's business.
In the Ozarks, screened-in porch, a little coffee as you get ready, loaded up to go to the river. Life doesn't get much better than that, Billy.
Oh, it's great, man. It is great.
All right. Well, thanks, Billy. Thanks for coming on the show with us and giving our folks that report. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Ray.
Got to run.
Uh-huh.
See you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was a great fishing report from the Ozarks from our great friend, Billy William River Rat Wildman Smith. Always enjoyed getting him on the show with us. He's a lot of fun on the river, too. If you get an opportunity, you need to go down and do a float or a fishing trip or a gravel bar with Billy Smith. Well, we need to pay some bills. We're going to run over to the other side, so we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
Now, baby, you're a long team. What's the use of being?